Not by Russell Wednesday night.
Pash Barbical Kaisai, two Pashes, Lanin Yanim. Well, if you look at it closely, the Chori could both say both is one topic of Muna. Gemara says, Megillah, Taflamina Aleph and Beis, as a tikkun Yisrael, Shikorin, Kolosai, so Tereskahanim, Kol Matzeres. We should always read the Pashes, Birkal Kaisai, before Shavuos. The Gemara explains Shavuos is Rosh Hashanah, Peres Ilonis, Peres Ilon. The Shkonorich Erachayim, Tofoches, Sevdala brings, Loilu Koran Pashas Bamidbar, Kol Matzeres. And one of the reasons why we read Bamidbar Gemara, the first one bring, and Mechilta, the Shloisha Dvar Min the Torah, Bamidbar, Be'esh Mayim. The three things, you need three koikos to bring the Torah, Midbar, Eish, and Mayim. That's what the connection of Midbar is to Shavuos. Question is, we have two different chazal, one chazal being Klolois, Pashkel, Koisai, for Shavuos, and one Pashkel, Midbar. So why do we end off doing, usually by Midbar, something even Nosai? And what is the connection, both these Pashas, to Shavuos? So Mor explains Megillah, why we end off with Birkal Kaisai, Shetikha Shana Kaisel. The year should end off with the Klolis. And that's why we said the year is end of the year. Shavuos is a Peresi, that's why it's end of the year. And we said, why do we read Pasha Midbar? Because the Koikos of learning Torah has to be like a Midbar that you open and it's nothing around you. So which one is more Koyach, the Midbar or the Koikos? In Pasha Bahar, Bahar begins the Mitzvah Shemitah and Yovel, which means push yourself away. So push away the chayvus, let out the kakayis, go free. It's the moon of the north, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Baal Bais. He's the one, the boss in charge of the fields, boss in charge of the slaves, boss in charge of the money, the payers. And when Kadosh Baruch Hu says it goes back, goes back. Same thing with the teikacha and pashas, the kakayis, the kolois. Starts with brachas, then we have kolois. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us how we have to act. And if we act accordingly, we have all the brachas. That's showing we don't act accordingly. To be callous. And it proves to us the boss of the world of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The minute you move to the minute when you finish Pashvi Kukhoisai, just like other Chamashim, we say Kazak, Kazak, Vinis Kazak. We are Mechazak ourselves in Muna. Just like Bahar is the Muna of Shemitah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is the boss, and Kukhoisai is Muna, Kadosh Baruch Hu is the callous. The whole Chumash end of Kazak, Kazak. First, we have to know where this minig comes from, it's Makar the minig, and why we have it, and how we do it. Most of the first and bring, there's a pasuk in Yeshua, Perik Aleph, Pesukim, of pasuk Ches and Tes, the Yomosh Sefer Torah Zeh Picha, and it continues later on the pasuk, Alitzivska Chazik Vemotz. So when you finish the Torah, you should have Torah and not let the Torah leave you. Yeshua said Chazak Vemotz. Chazak is on the, keeping the Torah strong. Later on, the minig became to say three times Chazak. Kazak, Kazak, Kazak. We'll see later on why it's Kazak. But nowadays most people say Kazak, Kazak, V'Yitz Kazak. Says the Mefarshim, the change from saying Yeshua to be Kazak V'Motz to double Kazak with triple Kazak based on the Pasuk and Shmuel. The Shmuel base, Perik base, Pasuk and base. Pasuk says Kazak V'Yitz Kazak be'ad Amenu be'ad Arei Elokeinu. And that's broken Orach HaShulchan, Kuf Lametes, the meaning of Frankfurt also, they say Kazak V'Yitz Kazak. Now we add on Doris Achroinim nowadays, we add on three times, Chazak, Chazak, then it's Chazak. The Roshoinim and Shekhanaruch, Besoyis Ramah, bring, why do we end off the Chumash saying Chazak? The minute Poshet was, like the Sfadim, after every Aliyah, Poshet Fish Aliyah, Tom Yashikoya, Chazak, Chazak B'matz, and, or Chazak B'baruch. Chaim Balagi brings in his Sefer Yefel Lev, the minute is to say after every Aliyah, Chazak Baruch, and the Vakoyre afterwards, or the Aliyah, the Oile, says back, Chazkuvim Su. So the Baruch we give about the Oile, and the Oile answers back to the Am. That's one of Ram also, but the Ram brings this Pasuk in Yeshua, Chazak Vinitz Chazak, and he says that that's Makor, the meaning of the Sfadim, of every Aliyah say Chazak Vamatz, and back, Chazkuvim Su. The Prichodesh and Rechayim brings, at the end, finishes the Chumash, finish a whole Sefer, you say Chazak. Says the Birchadosh, it's based on the Gemara and Brachas of Lama Beis. Abed Sikh and Chizuk Elohein. Torah, Maisim, Torah, Til, Derech Eretz. Four things need Chizuk, and one of them is Torah. says the Birkhodesh that's Makar, that every time you get Aliyah, every time you have some learning, you say Kazak. Shai Shuiz Miram Mintz says, why we say Kazak at the end of a Chumash, similar to Asim and Mesech to Gomor. We have a whole Hadrin, a whole Nusach, you say? So too, we say that we say Hadron Loch, the end of a Sechto, say Kazak, you shall call you again for that Chumash, that safe you're learning. In the Be'er Moshe, he brings from Gemara Numan, Ayin Beis and Beis, says Gemara, V'zoiz HaTor Yisrael Moshe, Zok and Asli Samachayim, Loi Zok and Asli Samisa. Moshe Rabbeinu gave us a Torah, says Loshon Som, Som Moshe, Sin Mem, we dash it Samach Mem, it'd be Sam with your poison. Either the Torah is good for you, and it'd be healthy, keep you well, or Kaya Hashem don't learn Torah, it'd be not good. And therefore, since we have a problem with learning Torah, if Kaya Hashem don't learn Torah Shema, it won't be good for us. So we give ourselves a bracha, a chazak, chazak, we should, the Torah only should be the toiv. The Vush brings the minig of saying chazak, chazak, and eschazak, only as it goes Torah. When you finish the whole chumash, all chumash, chumash, Torah, say chazak, chazak, and eschazak. The Loshon of the Vush is, V'oz ha'chos in Torah, koira ois ha'pasuk, the chos in Torah, the last liya, gets up the last pasuk, ad le'eni ko Yisrael, and the kahal stands up, and the chos says with the kahal together, the korom chazak, chazak, and eschazak. The rabbi brings that the minig of the chazan saying over after the oile, kazak kazak, minig usually is nowadays, everyone stands up to kazak kazak, and the oile, kaira kaira says again, kazak kazak is kazak. So the rabbi brings, his man Moshe ben, he said the Torah, Moshe oine, Moshe daber, the kimin and bakol. So you have two people that are saying, the Shemorok was talking, but really Moshe was talking. So you ever heard the Torah Christ? So Moshe Ben said the Torah, Christ is a Kazakh, and they heard a Kashbaruch again. It's a Moshe, I'm a Kalim and David, Moshe David, but come down to a call. So that's why it says the Rabbah, the Bakhira, repeats it again. The Orch Chaim brings that we end off the Aliyah, every Aliyah, just like a Svadim, say Kazakh Vematz. But what happens is the Oil himself, does he say also the words Kazakh, Kazakh, and Kazakh? The minik is, before you make your bracha, everyone say Kazakh, Kazakh. If he's going to say the words Kazak, Kazak, and Kazak, it's a hefsik from the Kriya to his bracha. The Babacher Rebbe in his Igris says it's not a hefsik, because the whole reason why I say Kazak, Kazak is not for himself, give himself bracha, it's Venis Kazak, it's a lotion of we to everyone else also. So he's saying, my Torah I just heard should be for us Toiv and for everyone Toiv. So therefore, he's been Varik for someone else, been Varik for another Yid, it's a Chegel Birkas of the Torah. The bring of the Torah, eventually all the Torah. So you give another person a brokers to the Baba Shereba, that a hefsik on what you're saying. The Ksois HaShulchan and the Bali HaShulchan bring, just like we said before, that the person himself should not say Kazak Kazak Kazak, it's silly the hefsik. The Mor Shemesh in Pashas Vayichi brings that word Kazak is 115, plus the three times Kazak 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 is 15 times 3 is 345. Says Rav Shemesh, the original minig was to say Kazak Kazak three times. It's a match of Moshe. So we say Kazak Kazak and end the Chumash, or end the whole Sefer, then the whole Chumash of Shteira. We machazik ourselves the Yir Shemayim and the Muna, because Baruch was one that wanted to give Moshe the Torah, and Moshe gave it to us. Like we say in the Pirkei Avos, Moshe gave the Torah in Sinai, when Moshe gave the Kaisot, the Yeshua, the Zakenin. So every time we had it, Kazak Kazak Kazak, we'd be my main again, because Baruch gave the Torah to Moshe. The Haftorah, the Pashuk B'Koisai, ends off the Yisoid V'Muna also. Famous Pasuk, Baruch HaGever Shetak B'Hashem, V'Oyeh Shem Eftachoy. But talking that a Gever has to have, Kosh Baruch Hu believes in HaKosh Baruch Hu, and that Kosh Baruch Hu be for him, Eftachoy. You have here twice the Lashon Haftorah. Once the Gever himself has Haftorah, and then Hashem will be for him, Haftorah. Continues the pasuk, the next pasuk, Hoyke Eishesu of Mayim. You have an eitz that's laying on top of the water, and then Yuval Yishlach Shorshav, it grow roots. The pasuk is preparing the Torah and the Muna to a tree that's growing. When we start off in a low Muna, our life is to grow in our Muna stronger and stronger. Continues the end of the Haftorah. Continues also, says the end of the Haftorah. We ask Hashem a bakasha to heal us, and then I will get healed. So double lashon. Please Hashem heal me, and I will get healed. I want a Yeshua, and Hashem will give me Yeshua. Similar to that, the whole Kazak Kazak, we're saying over and over again, Shabbos should give us a Kazak. The time of the year of Shemitah is the, we just said before, is a chizik and a munah, that everything Hashem does for us is a toiv. And even the giving away the trees, not using trees, not giving away the slaves go free, the land goes back. How can we understand that we could do this? How can a person have a money? He works his field. He owns his money. He owns the field. He owns the slaves. If a person believes that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the king, and the king comes to you and gives you a present, he can take it back whenever he wants. When we're born, the things we have in our life don't really belong to us. Belongs to Hashem. Hashem lo'otz kvodei. Everything belongs to Hashem. If we have a munah, that everything we have belongs to Hashem, and you keep that strong munah, and it's easy to say afterwards that Shemitah comes to give back, it's Shemitah to push it away from you. There's a famous story they say over that a man came and he was keeping Shemitah, and he knew he wasn't so religious. He knew he was told the bracha in Parshat Bahar, if you keep Shemitah, you'll have a bracha and the land will grow enough for the 7th year, 8th year, and begin the 9th year. He lived in his house, and in his orchard, it was far away. He had to drive there to go see the orchard. This happened in 2002, I think, one or two, the Shemitah then, beginning of the 2000s. And he was told that his orchard would be good, his promise that he carried a Shvias and Yisrael, if he watched over the field, doesn't work it, he'll have a bracha. But he wasn't so religious, he didn't have that much Shemunah. But he said that the Rebbeinu told me, I make give money for Shemitah, they'll take care of it. And he stayed in his house, didn't worry about it. His neighbors from his orchard started calling him up, "You're crazy, not coming to work. What is it? You became so religious. How not taking your field?" He said, "I was told that Ken Hashemitah, I do the halacha, I give them the Shemitah, they're in charge of it, I'm not going to lose anything." And he kept ignoring the phone calls. One day, towards the end of the year of Shemitah, his neighbors were calling up, "You're crazy, it was cold outside, all your banana trees are ruined. Don't even think about coming back. He lost the whole field." He decided he has to have a munah. He has to go see Hakadosh Baruch Hu, kept his promise. Went down to his field, it's at the end of the city of Perea, and he's going past all the neighbors' fields, and they're right. It was a cold week, few weeks, and all the banana trees that don't do well in the cold were all ruined. He came to his tree where his trees were, and he saw the tree was totally fine. Nothing to touch him at all. So he was shocked. He said, "Nes karali, you have to be a nes." And he called on the spot to Kenneth Shemitah and thanked them. He said, "Explain to me, how does it work? How do you understand this? It's not possible physically. Physically, according to nature, the trees got ruined. Why my trees stay well? My trees did not get ruined." So one of the rabbanim for Kenneth Shemitah told him the following story. He said, "A man, for many years, there's a man Chaim and his friend Baruch. And they said, these two boys grew up many years together as friends. He made it a proclamation to each other, an agreement, that when we grow up further and we get married, we're still going to stay best friends, and we'll help each other all our lives." Said Rav Shantav to the following story, that these two boys grew up, and they got older. One day, Chaim got married, moved to a city, and Baruch got married, moved to his city. After a while, Baruch made money, and Chaim became poor. So a few years later, Baruch comes to Chaim crying, "We made an agreement, we'll help each other. Please, you promised me to help me. Help me out." And they made agreements. He took him his money, split his money in half, all his riches gave to his friend, and they both lived well for enough years. But he had Yoim, everything changes, the clock goes back, and then things change. And Chaim now was the one who's poor, Baruch's one who's rich. And he says to himself, "I want to go, he helped me so much, I don't want to butcher him." He had no choice with his friend. So he made an agreement, "Please help me." He said, "You know what? I figured it out. We made an agreement, we're going to help each other. Hashem wants one rich, one poor. Why should I be the one helping you? I'm going to help you now. Next time I'm going to be one who's poor. Leave it like this. I'm not going to help you. I'll stay rich, you stay poor." And his friend left him home crying. He lived a long life. He stayed poor. And after 120, says Bashantiv, they both were nifter. They come to Ben Shemayla, and the one who was poor, he helped out on his lifetime when he was rich. He went straight to Gan Eden. The one now, when his nifter was rich, didn't help his friend. He's not going to Gan Eden. Says Hashem to this man standing by him, "You know what happened? When Baruch, the one who was rich and helped out his friend, and now he's poor, came to Gan Eden, said, I can't go in. I made an agreement, I kept my agreement. I kept the Munah, and I say I'm helping my friend. I'm not going to Gan Eden until he comes with me." Says Ben Shemayla, "I promised I'm going to help my friend. I'm not going into Gan Eden unless my friend comes with me." It became a big rash of Shemayim. "My son, the guy's a Rasha. He can't go to Gan Eden." But this man said, "No. We made an agreement. He ruined his agreement. I'm not ruining my agreement. My neshama said I'm helping. I'm going to help him now also." They said, the Ben Shemayla said, "You're right." And they brought them to neshamas again. This time it was the opposite. The one who was poor now became the rich one. The one who was rich became the poor one. And one day came, after a while they grew up. the poor can literally beg for money. And again, they said no. Want to test him out. And the man started crying. As Hashem was talking to the man in front of him, the man started crying. He realized it's him. The man Hashem was talking to was talking about a rich man who is not giving money. And he realized a few days earlier, the poor man was by him. He didn't give money. He realized the story is about him. He realized that Shomas, the Hashem is telling a muscle, is reading a story about himself now. He says, what can I do? He says, go back and find a rich man. Take all your riches that you have. Just leave enough for your wife and yourself to live the end of lives and give them everything. That'd be kapara. That's what he did. We see from this story, you have to understand full Muna, we can't outdo Hashem. Person's gonna be rich, be poor, that's Hashem wants it. We have that Muna, whatever we have, then doesn't belong to us, to help the other person. That's the Shemitah teaching us. Shamut, push yourself, push everything away, help the other person. And we should be machazik ourselves at these words of the Kazakh, give us the Kazakh, both our each other, bring a machazik each other, and that's his Vidiskazik, and also machazik ourselves. If we keep the Muna, ourselves, I mean, we cash ourselves to the Tzad, to Moshe, we can stay strong and finish the Torah. And that's when we finish the Torah at the end of the Chumash, Vizayis HaBracha, what do? We start right again. We start operations, everyone says, Torah, don't just finish Torah and walk away. We start operations again. When you start, end, off, start again. Just like a Masechta, you finish Masechta, Hadronlach, wasn't me, we start again. Hadronlach, we'll go back for it again. So after we finish the Torah, we start again. When we keep each other together, the Kazakh, and Machazik each other together in this Kazak, we come to finish the Torah, we want together, and that's what we want to do when Mashiach with Hashem, finish all the parasha, and says it's been the last possible of Torah, F'ein Hashem Rafe, Shavu Frua, Sh'ein Hashem Shavu Yeshua, He's Lossi Otta, Ka'ayak, Shboka says, I am your Yeshua, I am your Tehila. You're the diamond for me, you praise me, and it will be well. Shavu Zoycha with Hashem very soon. Mashiach, only the Kazakh shall machizik each other, and we cash it to Moshe, and Mun and Moshe begin to get the Torah. We're exclusive coming together and keeping the Shemitah Kalacha, and we shall panasa, and we should mind many manas, not Shemitah, we should mind many everything for Kashboroku, give stuck with each other and help each other, not as financially, emotionally, every way. And we should have a good week, and machizik in the Kazakh of the Parsha. Yeah.
No reflection, thank you.
Skaya,
it's too loud.